Yourself. That's Andrew Giano. And you know something? We actually have a minute or so more, and I'm going to make you play another song. I'm going to ambush you.
A minute or so more to play another song?
All right, what do you got? Something short.
Something simple. You can run something over. Short. Okay. Oh, man, this is tough. Let's do...
Get it. There you go.
Finally take your advice, Zeke, and join this band.
Tell me, do you think it'd be alright if I can just crash here tonight? See, well, I'm no shape for driving, and anyway, I got no place to go. Tell me, do you think it'd be that bad? You were the best I ever had. If I had blown the whole thing years ago, I may not be alone. Tomorrow we will drive around this town, and let the cop chase us around. Pass us full, but something might be found to take its place. Hey, Genesee. Hey, Genesee. Well, you can trust me not to think and not to sleep around. Well, if you don't expect too much from me, you might not be let down. Cause all I ever want to be from you, living like I haven't done. If I had blown the whole thing years ago, I may be here with you. Tomorrow we will drive around this town and let the cops chase us around. Pass us full, but something might be found to take its place. Hey, Genesee. Hey, Genesee. Tell me, do you think it'd be alright if I can just crash here tonight? See, well, I'm no shape for driving, and anyway, I got no place to go. Tell me, do you think it'd be that bad? You were the best I ever had. If I'd have blown the whole thing years ago, I may not be alone. Tomorrow we will drive around this town and let the cops chase us around. Past is full, but something might be found to take its place. Hey, Genesee. Hey, Genesee. Hey, Genesee. Hey, Genesee. Oh, 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 oh.
My guest, Andrew Giano, killing it on the great Gin Blossoms tune, Hey Jealousy.
Thank you, Zeke.
It's been my pleasure here. You have been listening to Radio Zeke. Andrew Giano, local musician extraordinaire and impresario, I would say.
Sure.
This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Radio Zeke. My replacement is late as usual, since it's college radio station, so I'm going to go to automation here. But thank you all. Come back next week for some more good tunes on Radio Zeke. Zeke Duckworthy is over and out.
That was a lot of fun, Zeke. Thank you so much for having me.
Boy, they all said. And he propped the pot roast all over his chest. Excitable boy, they all said. just an excitable boy. After 10 long years, they let him out of the home. Excitable boy, they all said. And he dug up her grave and built a cage with her bones. Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to WMFO Medford.
I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the back. Bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal.
Royals.
It's a run in our blood. That kind of luck's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee.
And baby, I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's a run in our blood. That kind of luck's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee.
And baby, I'll rule.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 1:06 p.m. on WMFO Medford, and you are listening to Anything and Everything. I am DJ Slips.
I am DJ Rizzle King.
And we are very, very happy to be with you today on this fine, fine Wednesday. DJ
well,
Rizzle King.
Never fear, it's going to be terrible again over the weekend.
Well, I think we can all agree that about every Friday, the weather just goes terribly.
Oh, just, it's going so well. We've had so many times that walking to the show, wow, how nice is it outside?
I know. And then lo and behold, guess what happens on Friday?
40 degrees, raining, overcast.
I truly believe that for the past month, a full 4 to 5 weeks, it might be, it is precipitated every single Friday.
I think every single time.
I walk out of math on Friday at 12:50 p.m., something is falling from the sky. I don't know what it's going to be this week, but something is going to fall from the sky.
It's not going to be something normal. It's not snow.
Maybe
rain.
It'll be like a UFO. Maybe.
You know what? I'd be okay with that. I can honestly
really?
Say that would be...
This Friday? I feel like I'm not ready for it this Friday.
Next Friday, though. Next Friday, you'd be ready for a UFO?
No, I need more than 2 days. You know, because I need to prepare. Like, what kind of aliens are these?
That's a good question.
Friendly? Not friendly?
Well, I hate
Thomas,
to break
if you're going to promise aliens, well, you Sam, should know I, what I kind hate, of aliens they are.
I hate to break it to you, but if they're not friendly aliens, I don't think you're going to be the one stopping them from taking over the world. You personally.
Well,
this is not Independence Day. You are not Will Smith or Jeff Goldblum.
I'll say the following. Last week, I complained about the weather app AccuWeather.
Yes,
because it gave me false information. It says it wasn't. It said it wasn't going to rain, and then it rained. It misted, and I
did
got
you
missed,
write your open letter?
And I got misted upon. And so, if AccuWeather does not predict the presence of aliens this Friday, I'm going to be furious. I'm going to be livid.
You will seriously consider potentially boycotting the weather app.
Yeah, I'm going to boycott AccuWeather for the 16 minutes I have before the aliens destroy all of the Earth.
Especially since the UFO is landing in Somerville, Medford.
Yeah, well, because this is the designated spot.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Well, because, you know, the rest of the U.S., it's like far away, kind of, for the aliens. And, you know, so it's like designated parking here.
Okay.
This is the cosmological parking lot of the world, is what I'll call Somerville and Medford, Massachusetts.
There's no higher compliment.
No. I think I would like to get a sign, you know, welcome to Medford, Massachusetts, the cosmological parking spot. We should start a campaign. You know how radio stations, they do campaigns? You know,
oh, like a fundraising?
Yeah, we could do a fundraising thing, you know? One, please donate to WMFO. Two, please donate to help us pay for a sign for a really dumb sign outside of Medford, Massachusetts.
All right, well, we're going to get some... I'm sorry, that was the worst joke you've told on air.
What? Okay, well, you know, it's so nice outside. We're going to try to keep it light today. So, yeah. DJ Rizzle King, what do we have?
I'm going to throw back a little bit to classic Frank Sinatra. If you've seen Catch Me If You Can, hope you'll recognize this song. This is Come Fly With Me.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near, you may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon. They say, come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
That was Weezer's Island in the Sun, and I almost just forgot the name right there. So I had a little bit of a just empty brain right there.
Yeah, where you're just...
It happens all the time. It happens way more often on the radio.
Your face goes blank where you're trying to...
I know.
I will say, it sounds like... It feels like it...
Isn't it... Our favorite part about being right outside the crosswalk is... Is this. We love this.
It's our favorite part of the show. It happens...
This is music.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. We're singing right now.
Yes, just me and Sam making ambulance noises with our mouths.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it should be extremely easy to be on the radio and just talk. Because it's all you do all day when you think about it.
I know. But then you start saying things.
First time on the air, I had no idea what to say.
You know what's shocking is, we do the show together, DJ Rizzle King and
we
I.
Do.
And it's nice because, you know, I can say things like, DJ Rizzle King, how are you doing today? And then he can talk and I don't have to think for like 5 minutes. You know, and so, you can go back and forth. You don't have to do it all yourself. But then you take a sub spot by yourself.
Oh,
and
it's terrifying.
It's exceedingly difficult. You try to talk and there's just no bouncing.
It is the definition of either rambling or having no idea what to
say. Exactly. And so you sit there and you do something like, That was a song, and next song, yeah. So that's what I sound like when I'm by myself on the air.
I just play a lot of music. I play the music that Sam won't let me play on the air.
I don't feel like I restrict that much music.
Well,
we end the show with classical music every single day.
We do, and stay tuned for 2 o'clock to hear exactly what that is.
Exactly, although that's, you know, it's like stay tuned when we get off the air.
All right, well, we're going to get back to some music, but a quick plug before we get this song going.
I like plugs.
I have made many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I am, Sam, did you know that I'm in an a cappella group?
Are you in the Tufts Amalgamates? The oldest mixed gender a cappella group at Tufts University?
I am in the Tufts Amalgamates.
That is a complete shock to me. Well, I've never heard you talk about it, so I just would never know.
Exactly.
We never talk about it. I never listen to the music, so it's just kind of like it went way over my head.
Well, in case you know nothing about the mates, as we call ourselves, mm-hmm. I have two quick plugs. One, after being nominated for 5, we received a Kara Award, which is the Contemporary Acapella Recording Association.
Congratulations.
For Best Collegiate Song.
Wow, best, which song was that?
So good. Maybe we'll play that later on. Who knows?
By B.O.B.?
I don't know who was originally by, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I bet you B.O.B. sampled it. That seems like classic Bobby Ray.
So, we also have a show coming up this weekend on Sunday at 7 o'clock in the Balch Theater. And the theme is the Watermate Scandal. There's a scandal going on in the mates, and you got to figure out what it is.
What could you give us a hint as to what the scandal might be? Or is it a closed book? Being covered up right now?
My sources are requesting to remain anonymous at the moment. But I can give you a little preview as to potentially, and not when I say potentially, I mean definitely, one of the songs we're going to be playing. This is Don't You Worry About a Thing by Stevie Wonder.
Cindy, mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, I don't understand how you can, because, I've been to, Paris, Beirut, I'm in Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, I speak very, very, fluent Spanish, todo está bien, chévere. You understand that?
Bien, chévere.
Chévere.
Bien,
chévere. Is that right, mama? Yeah, because I got my shaking room.
Everybody's got a thing. Reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. You say your style of life's a drag, and that you must go other places. Just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it.
It's 1:30, which means, DJ Rizzle King, it is time for one of my favorite segments here on WMFO and Anything and Everything. Also, one of the only two segments on Anything and Everything.
Before we get going, if you have any more ideas for a segment, give us a call at
855-915-9636. That is 855-915-9636. You can also send us an email at anythingandeverythingwmfo@gmail.com. We've received zero emails. We're very disappointed. Please, please, Mom, email us. Anything and Everything, WMFO@gmail.com. And it's now 1:30, which means, again, it is time for a segment. What segment shall we be doing today, DJ Rizzle King?
Well, it is time for That About Sums It Up. And my That About Sums It Up happened about 45 seconds ago.
That's the most recent That About Sums It Up we've ever had.
So here I am, sitting in the station.
Yes, as one might as do.
And this particular week, Sam is on the board.
I'm controlling.
Which means I get to lounge around a little bit, maybe put my feet up on another chair.
Maybe put your feet through another chair.
Until, this is not me like drawing out a joke. My foot is currently stuck in the arm of a rolly chair, and I can't get it out. I just can't.
I can attest to this. He's been moving his foot around.
I just can't get my foot out.
It's
problematic.
This is going to be pretty funny when I leave because you know I have places to go. Like
absolutely.
I'm going to take a nap after this.
Oh,
it's even scheduled.
Very.
It's a scheduled nap.
Oh, that it's real then.
Oh yeah. It's even in my calendar too.
Oh wow.
But what are you going to do? Are you just going to take your nap here?
I don't have time for a nap, Sam.
Oh, okay. Well,
I will be lugging this to class.
You're going to take one chair, sit in it, and take the other one, and you're going to roll down the memorial steps.
Oh, no. It's going to end so poorly.
You should do that.
I should.
I think if you wanted to have a terrible day, that could be your That About Sums It Up for next week.
Is that following this show, I had a terrible day.
Exactly. And then you fell down the stairs.
And broke every bone, yes?
Yes, yeah, all of them. Every single one. Is it 206 bones?
206 bones.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah.
Speaking of things that are good to know, what sums up your week, Sam?
So, usually, we do things that are, you know, anecdotes that kind of, you know, oh, this happened to me, it's not very good. And I'm going to try to change it up a little bit.
Okay.
Mine happened, I thought, recently until you took the crown.
I did.
But mine happened actually around, I don't know, 45 minutes ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was just walking. I was by myself, and I sneezed. And about 15 feet behind me, so a generous distance away, someone just yelled, "Bless you."
A nice person.
Just yelled it out. I wasn't near them. We were going in the same direction, which means that there was no, like, we weren't looking at each other. They just yelled it out, and, you know, I said thank you. And that was nice.
That's heartwarming.
I know. It was very good. And then I was late. And that about sums it up. It was good for a minute. Just a minute. And then I was late. And that about sums it up.
Wow. Talk about summing up the freshman year college experience.
And then I was late.
And then
It was I did something.
Something was great, and then I was late. Yeah,
exactly. Like, I had a torta, but then it had beans on it.
Oh.
And I ate it anyway, though.
And then you were late to the show.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. There ever food so good that even if there's something you don't like on it, you're just like, oh, all right, I'll eat it. Whatever. It's fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, I feel like I've become an adult recently.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Let me tell you what. These are the signs of adulthood, in my opinion. One, you eat steak medium rare.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I did not eat steak medium rare.
How did you eat
until
it?
Until I ate it medium. I got it medium. Until winter or spring break, rather.
Wow.
I know. And I decided, you know what? I'm an adult now. I eat steak medium rare. Two, you eat blue cheese on your wedge salad instead of Thousand Island dressing. I had an epiphany, I was about to be like, could I have Thousand Island dressing? And I don't know, the waiter just gave me a look. She could tell that I was about to ask for something, and I was like, I can't do this now. Like, I gotta prove her wrong. I have to prove her wrong. And so I got blue cheese, and then today I ate beans. So I think I'm an adult.
And now you start paying your mortgage. It happens.
No,
tomorrow.
No. I eat steak raw. I eat steak well done. Actually, I well done, no dressing, and
no
I don't
salad even.
No salad. Only candy. Bowls of candy is all I want to do, and no mortgage. I'm glad we cleared that up. So now we're going to get back to the music. We'll be back in about 10 minutes for one of our other segments, Sweatpants Real Pants. So here we have Billy Joel's Uptown Girl.
Yeah.
was Uptown Girl by Billy Joel.
And, great song. Fantastic song.
DJ Rizzo King, I just don't know why I'm going to play it. I don't know why I'm going to play this, but it's been stuck in my head all day. So this is the Addams Family theme song.
They're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum. When people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
That was fun. That we had was a good time with that. We just danced in the studio.
Well, Sam danced and I frantically attempted to get my foot out of this chair.
And he's still in the chair. I don't think he's ever going to leave. So
at times I'm like, okay, I'll just get my foot out when I want to get it out. And then I tug and I actually
it's just not
going to
come out. You know, DJ Rizzle King, should we, you know, if you have butter out there and you're in the Medford Somerville area, if you just want to bring it by, come up to the station, we'll let you in.
Some WD-40 would be great.
Yeah, you know, even I can't believe it's not butter. That's probably okay too. No.
Oh, No.
Don't bring that near this. don't bring that around here. All right. In keeping with the nice weather, we're going to play a song with summer in the title, even though it's just not summer.
Somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Shined upon her head. And we were trying different things. And we were smoking funny things. Making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle. Not thinking about tomorrow. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
change. Oh, how we thought those days would never end. Sometimes I hear that song and I'll start to sing along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I'd like to see that girl again.
And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow.
And it is 1:45, and you know what that means.
It DJ is time. Rizzle-Kane.
It is time for Sweatpants or Real Pants. And there's something about Sweatpants or Real Pants, and I'm going to try this. Perhaps this could open.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Sweatpants or Real Pants at 1:45 on WMFO, Anything and Everything. Anyway, it is now time for Sweatpants or Real Pants. And we've got our music going.
We do have our music going. I started off the That About Sums It Up. So, Sam, how are you feeling? Sweatpants or real pants? What's on your body right now?
You know what's interesting is I don't feel how I look right now. I actually feel better than I look.
So what's on your body?
I'm wearing sweatpants.
That is
full
unfortunate.
Sweatpants. Yeah, really a lot of them.
If you would like, Sam, I actually just had this idea.
Uh-huh.
If you would like to get a full feeling of our true outfits and uh-huh. sweat pantiness yeah. or real pantiness,
uh-huh.
we may begin uploading photos to Facebook
each week of ourselves, that'd be sweatpants or real pants. That'd be interesting. Now,
so you can go check us out on Anything and Everything WMFO. Find us on Facebook.
I can also tell you, I wore too many layers today.
Did you?
To the point where I got called out in Spanish.
In Spanish class or in the language?
No, in both. It was in Spanish class. In Spanish, I was waving myself. I was trying to fan myself off. And she was like, are you hot? You're wearing too much. And I was like, whoa, okay.
Crossed the line
there. Yeah, I
was
like, excuse me, profe. This is my personal choice. Anyway, DJ Rizzle King, I know what you're wearing. I'm very excited. What are you wearing?
Not only am I really wearing real pants, not only are they jeans.
What color are your jeans?
The infamous or famous green jeans.
Green jeans have returned
to anything and everything.
Oh, I love green jeans.
I didn't know they were such a rare
uh-huh.
thing.
Let me tell you that I'm going to establish National Green Jeans Day.
Followed by National Green Beans Day.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they're going to be right after one another.
Okay. Natural.
And I can tell you which one's better. It's Green Jeans Day.
Green Jeans Day. It's a very exclusive holiday.
Maybe I should get myself a pair of green jeans, and then we can wear them on Wednesdays.
And then when someone forgets, you know exactly what went wrong.
You know exactly what happened. I considered putting on real pants today, but it just didn't happen. Now, let me ask you this. Is it more sad if I'm wearing shorts under my sweatpants?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Because that thought process was, am I going to want to get out of these? Because I know at about 3 o'clock I get uncomfortable.
Yeah, I know that I'm going to regret this decision and I'm going to do it anyway.
Wow, so actually worked out how to not regret wearing sweatpants.
Oh, no. I mean, it's such a good decision between the hours of 7 and 10.
So great.
And then after that, it's your day.
Or,
it's just,
or if you're not leaving your home.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweatpants, even if it's the middle of the summer, I'm at home in sweatpants.
Yeah, the problem is it's just too hot to be wearing what I'm wearing. Oh, but oddly enough, look at this. I'm wearing a collared shirt.
All right, that is fair. You are wearing sweatpants.
Plus one.
Minus 10, plus one.
You know, we should come up with an index. You know, so it's a sweatpants or real pants.
System.
A scoring system, you know? Like, oh, how's... Because obviously the bottom half is carries more weight.
Yes.
Sweatpants or real pants, that's really the... But, you know, if you put in the work, you put on the collared shirt, I feel like, you know, you get a little credit.
You get a little credit. You should be still be in the negatives on that one, though.
Hmm, yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, right now, we're gonna play a quick PSA. So, here we go.
Is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877.
I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got a year. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
Like she loves some. In the club with the lights off, but you act a shy fog. Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing, now you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. What you act a shy fog?
Just give me you, just give me you, just give me you. That's all I wanna do. And if what they say is true, if it's true, I'ma give it to you. I may take a lot of stuff. Guaranteed, I can back it up. I think I'ma call you bluff. Hurry up, I'm waiting out front. You see me in the spotlight, ooh, I love your style. Show me what you got, cause I don't wanna waste my time. See me in the spotlight, ooh, I love your style. Show me what you got now, come and make it worth my while. Give it to me, I'm worth it. It's all on you, so what you wanna do? And if you don't have a clue, not a clue, I'll tell you what to do. Come harder just because I don't like it, like it too soft. I like it a little rough, not too much, but maybe just enough. You see me in the spotlight, ooh, I love your style. Show me what you got, cause I don't wanna waste my time. See me in the spotlight.
Like she loves some. Bring it back like she loves some. In the club with the lights off, but you acting shy for. Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing, now you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. But you acting shy for.
You see me in the spotlight, ooh, I love your style. Show me what you got, cause I don't wanna waste my time. See me in the spotlight.
You broke my wheel, but what a thrill. Couldn't it grin, could rip all the fire. I left in love, all I thought it was funny. But you came along and you moved me, honey. I changed my mind, this love is fine. Couldn't it grin, could rip all the fire. Kiss me, baby. Ooh, it feels good. Hold me, baby. Yeah, you gotta let me love you like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. I'm gonna tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails, I twiddle my thumb. I'm getting nervous, honey, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, you drive me crazy. Couldn't it reach your grip, balls of fire.